those of you who don't understand what I just said, well, back to part two of the story here. You'll remember before that we had floated in over this beautiful land, and these people were going out into the fields and pray by singing Divided Sky up to the sky. Well, that was years before, and now we come a little bit farther in the future, and this evil guy named Wilson has come into the land of Game Hench, and he's taken over and enslaved all of these lizards people. So here he is. The way he did that was by stealing their Bible of sorts, which is called the Helping Friendly Book. And the Helping Friendly Book is what they used. It had all the knowledge inherent in the universe, and it taught them how to live in peace and harmony with nature. Wilson knew that without this book, these people were helpless, so he steals the book, cuts down the trees in the middle of the forest, builds a big city with a castle in the middle of it, and hides the book in the highest tower of the castle. Now, right now, what I'm singing about in the last song is that the colonel, and that's Colonel Forbin, not Colonel Hampton. Colonel Forbin has come in here, and he's going to try to help these lizard people revolt against Wilson. He thinks that the best way to do it is to climb up the mountain in the distance and find the great and knowledgeable Iculus, a thousand-year-old man who is basically the god and the writer of the Helping Friendly Book. He's the only one he thinks that can help. So Colonel Forbin climbs up the mountain, finds Iculus, and Iculus says, "I'll help you. I'm going to send the famous mockingbird who's going to fly out of the sky, steal the Helping Friendly Book, bring it back to the lizard people, and then you guys can live in peace and harmony with nature again like you used to." So I hope you got all that. But let me just say it right now. Here it comes. Here it comes. Right back there. The famous mockingbird.